Hey friend, are you feeling worn down and out of sync with God? Do you have a desire to study God's Word but can't seem to find the time in your day to make it work? Are you tired of feeling distant from God and ready to start growing in connection with your Creator? I get it. I've often been told that I'm the kind of gal who does not do the same thing twice, but we've got to get regular about studying God's Word. It's a non-negotiable when it comes to growth in Christ. So in this episode, we're going to look at some easy steps you can take right now to start building consistency in your studying of God's Word. So grab a notebook and pen, friends, because these steps are going to help you out big time. Welcome to Generate Joy, a podcast for women ready to discover their unique God-given purpose and step into a life of freedom, focus, and fulfillment. Hi, I'm Amy Davis, certified CBT life coach and Christian mentor. Every week, I'm bringing you biblical strategies and tactical practicals for spiritual growth, mindset mastery, and more. I want to help you get inspired, unstuck, boost your confidence, and start building a life you love. I want to help you stay faithful to God and learn how to generate the type of joy that's contagious. I know you're going to be encouraged by this episode, so let's get into it. Thanks so much for listening to Generate Joy. I'm so thankful that you're showing up each week and finding value in this podcast. Now, I know that you're listening to Generate Joy. I see the stats. I get the notifications. It's so exciting. I'm just blown away. But do you follow the show? Are you following Generate Joy in your podcast app or subscribe to it or however you make it a priority for not missing the shows, you know, the ones that you want to enjoy? I don't want you to miss any of these new episodes that I'm putting together. And I don't want you to lose your place if you need to pause it in the middle of an episode for real life or whatever. So do me a giant favor and just follow or tap the little plus button on your app to add Generate Joy to your favorites. And let's stay connected officially, okay? Think of it as your way of shouting to Apple or Spotify or wherever that you want to listen to Generate Joy and that they should recommend this encouraging podcast to other women just like you. So follow Generate Joy or subscribe, and thank you. All right, we're going to just hop right into these steps. How to build consistency in our Bible study time. The first step is going to be make a plan. You got to think of it kind of like planning a party or, you know, getting a group together to have dinner or whatever. Like, you've got to set a time. You've got to set a place. You've got to have some sort of organized something going into your time with God, because if not, we just tend to sit down and don't know where to start. So brainstorm, figure out your when, your where, set a place, set out what you're going to study. I have a neat episode on how to create a atmosphere for your Bible study. You can check that out in episode 39, and it just kind of outlines the things that you might need, the space that you want to create. But there's nothing wrong with planning out what you're going to do before you do it. It's actually super healthy, and it helps you to stay engaged. So you're going to want to make a plan so that you know what you're doing when you show up. The second step is to work the plan. Now that you have created a plan, when, where, how, what you're going to study, you're going to want to do it. I can get so caught up in creating lists and making pretty notes and getting everything organized, but the follow through is something that I sometimes have a hard time getting out of. So when you make a plan and you've planned the time to do it, follow through. Trust that you have already thought out everything ahead of time. Trust that, you know, there's no need to reinvent the wheel. Just sit down and show up. Well, just show up and sit down or whatever. Just do the thing. Don't spend your time reworking the plan in the middle of trying to study your Bible. Submit to it. You've already done it. You've already made the plan. So maybe later in the day when you are preparing for your next morning that you're going to study the Bible or whatever, you may think about some things you'd like to change. That's the time to put it on the list of to-do to swap it up. But don't waste time in the middle of studying your Bible on details like, I don't like this color of my pen, or my coffee's too cold. Like, don't get in the weeds on stuff like that, okay? Not every time you sit down with your Bible to study is it going to be just like absolutely perfect conditions. We're going to have to work it in a way that we're overcoming obstacles. Check out what we could do better the next day, but don't let that be an excuse that your brain uses to make it easier to just skip out on studying your Bible. Okay, you might want to set a goal of like 3 days studying your Bible in a row and then reevaluate what it is you want to change up. So work the plan, do the thing. The third step is to, like I just said, evaluate the plan. So maybe after 3 days or after 10 days, you may want to have maybe adapt the plan to work better for your schedule, right? You might want to look at pros and cons, what you liked, what you want to continue doing, what you didn't like. Maybe your roommate got a new job, or your kids have an after school sporting event that now, you know, it interrupts your time that you've set aside. And so you've got to kind of reevaluate and adjust it to like overcome the obstacles that have come up, because there are so many variables. There are so many things that can distract us, especially whenever we're trying to get on a roll with a new habit, right? I think it takes 21 days or something to like build a new habit, but only takes like 1 or 2 days to break it apart. So don't think of this as starting over. Think of it as adapting, as growing. And just a side note here, you may need to adapt and evaluate a plan like in the middle of the summer, if you get a new summer job, or if you're about to have a baby and you had a big plan like that you would do every morning before you had a child. And now that you have a baby, like you just do not have the time to do all of the 15 steps that you were doing before. You may have to simplify throughout season of life that you're in, but we can't use these things as excuses to not overcome them to study God's word, because you can do it. You did it the first time. And when we study God's word, when we read God's word, memorize it, apply it to our hearts and our lives, we are going to change and become more like Jesus. And we can do this. Reading God's word is a tangible, hands-on way for us to remind ourselves that we are seen, that we are known, and we are loved by God. So evaluate your plan and make changes, but don't quit. Which segues into my last step, which is keep showing up. Any goal worth achieving is worth every bit of effort we put in towards reaching that goal. There's a big thing on all my social media feeds right now because it's the time where everybody's getting ready for summer, and so everyone's trying to get their home like updated to be outside more or get their bodies in shape. And one thing that keeps coming across my feed is resetting metabolism for women. It's pretty funny. Losing weight training programs. And there's so many like even entrepreneurial workshops that keep popping up on like my Facebook or whatever. And right now, all of them are trying to get me, because I'm their target audience. I feel like maybe I'm everyone's target audience because I love commercials and advertising. But anyway, it's like they're trying to get my attention to jumpstart something new. So like getting started is not really the problem. Even in this episode, you're probably like, oh yeah, I can do this. Yeah, I want to get started. But the number one thing that builds endurance and strength and change in your life, and this is with anything, is consistency. Consistency is key. Keep showing up. Now, I have this really fun thing that I listen to right before I work out. I've been doing this challenge with my walking. I've challenged myself to do 300 miles of walking this year. And I'm in like the second quarter. Things have kind of gotten a little bumpy with some family things that have been happening for the past couple of weeks. But I'm trying to just keep showing up. I listen to some motivational speeches that are set to music when I go to work out, or sometimes to get myself hyped up to go on my walks. And one phrase that I love to hear is when this guy says, they say they've tried everything. Sure, they've tried everything. They've tried everything but sticking it out. And that just always just boosts my confidence, because I'm like, that's right. If I can just keep showing up, if I can just keep being consistent, even when things are hard and not optimal and it's raining or whatever, in my walking, in my working out, if I just keep showing up, I'm going to see results. And it's the same way with our relationship with Jesus. Consistency is king. It's key. There's one other illustration I wanted to share on this topic. It has to do with polishing rocks. When we homeschooled, we did this section on rock polishing, and pressure over time will help polish and smooth out the rough edges of a rock. And you might have even seen, or when you're a kid, have those little rock polishing kits. And that is what God's word will do to our hearts, to soften and smooth out the rough edges so that we become more like Jesus and we become more of the person that God intended for us to become. So if we keep showing up, we'll begin to desire more time with God. And over time, we're going to become more like Jesus. So here are the steps again, just to wrap up this session. Make a plan and then work a plan. And if you need to, adapt the plan, but keep showing up. Okay. As I close out, I want to remind you of my free 30-day reset guide on our identity in Christ. This past 28 days I've been doing it, but this guide has served me so well. I seriously do not know how the past couple of weeks would have played out in my life if I had not have been so focused on being valued and loved by God, by saturating my mind with His word that's reminding me that I am seen, I am known, and I am loved by God. And so I just encourage you to go in the show notes, sign up for the email, download the link to this free 30-day reset guide on your identity in Christ. It will encourage you so much. Okay, that's all I have for you today. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Generate Joy. If you know somebody who might benefit and be encouraged by this episode, go ahead and share the podcast with them. And it really does help other people find Generate Joy if you leave a starred review or a comment. So if you have 2 seconds, just scroll down to the bottom of wherever you're listening to your podcast right now and leave me a starred review. It would really bless me big to hear what you're thinking about Generate Joy and help the podcast be found by more women who are wanting to grow in their faith. All right, friend, have an awesome rest of your week.